You're listening to Couple.
We interrupt Mary J. Blige because we have Patrick Vieira on the line. Mr. Vieira, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for joining Colourful Radio, and good to hear from you. What is your day holding at Manchester City today?
My day holding today was spending time with the EDS group, with the academy, because since I stopped playing, I'm in the process of learning how things work around a football game. So I'm really having a good time. I'm lucky I'm in a fantastic football club.
Hi, Patrick. Zugo.
Hey, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, fellow. Good. Just so people know, you're currently shadowing Brian Marwood around his various duties that he does. Is there any of the duties that you've seen that interest you, that you feel you might go down that road with your career?
I don't want to make the rush decision. I'm really lucky because I'm just learning from Brian Marwood, who has been in the business for quite a long time. And I really want to go to every department and see how things work and to make the right decision.
Yeah.
And what is really good for me is that I'm in a football club where they give you the time to learn the job. And I really want to take my time and not making a mistake and choose something that I will not want to do in the next few months. And for me, it's really good because I'm surrounding by people who give me time to understand the job. And it's a really exciting moment for me.
Lovely. Just one of the other things I wanted to know was, are you currently doing any coaching badges or do you intend to do any?
I'm intent to doing it, yes. I'm just looking to see where is the best place to do it for me. I was getting the information to do it maybe in England or around, or maybe going back to France and do it. But based in Manchester and having all my family in Manchester, maybe the best is to do it in England. But I didn't make my final decision yet.
Okay, mate. Just coming out of that, we've been talking about Luis Suarez and Patrice Evra case. My initial reaction was I thought it was a little bit harsh. Just wanting to know what your views were on that.
I don't think it's harsh. I think as a human being and as a person and the love of the game, we don't want to hear this kind of
comments yeah.
On the pitch or anywhere else. And I don't know if it's a mistake. I really don't know what was the full history of that. But if the FA, I think, give this number of games, is because they've got evidence.
Yeah, of course.
To finish it so hard. So if the evidence is on the table, I think it deserves to be punished because we can't accept this kind of comment.
Patrick, did you ever experience any kind of racial abuse on the pitch during your career?
Yes, but never in England. It was when I was in Italy, and it's quite tough and quite hard. And I'm quite glad that in this country we take it seriously and it punished hard the comments made by anybody.
So do you think in a way that this is almost a positive reflection of English football, the fact that it is such a big story, that everyone's talking about it, and that such a harsh punishment has been sent down?
But because I think the FA taking this case really seriously, and they will take seriously all the other case concerning racial abuse. And the best way to kick it out of the game is to punish it hard. So I think the FA wants to send a strong message to everybody, and I think they are right to do it.
Absolutely. I need to ask you about your own career. Obviously, we're in London. We have so many Arsenal fans. You had such a strong relationship with Arsene Wenger, it seems. Can you tell us about the first time that you met him? You were at AC Milan, weren't you? And then he brought you over as one of his first acts. Can you just shed a bit of light on when you first came into contact with Arsene Wenger?
But I knew him when he was a manager in Monaco because I was playing for Cannes.
Yep.
And of course, when I signed for AC, he was trying to sign me for Monaco, but it never happened. But when I was in AC, I wasn't playing so many games. I was most of the time in the stands. And Arsene was a big fan of AC, and he was coming to watch the game. So I saw him there a few times, and he was explaining to me that he was going to Arsenal and stuff like that. If I wanted to follow him, and I decided because his reputation was really good, and the vision of the game and the way he wanted to make me improve as a player was good.
Patrick, this is Stuart Mawinney from the FA. Pleasure to speak to you. I just had a quick question about one of your teammates from your days at Arsenal, Thierry Henry. He's been linked with potentially joining Arsenal on loan in January. What would you think of that move if he came back to Arsenal?
I think it's always good to see, especially Thierry going back to Arsenal, because I think what he did for this football club is something that we'll never realize as a person. And Thierry always going to be somebody that the fans going to remember and the fans going to love. And going back is going to be maybe good for the Arsenal, because it looked like they need somebody to help Robin Van Persie to score more goals and to get what they want to achieve, because it looked like Van Persie is maybe too much by himself at home.
Yeah, so Patrick, you feel Thierry still has enough to play now? You still think he's in good shape now to make a difference at Arsenal? Because we all know how wonderful he was.
Physically, no doubt about that. That he is on his mind. It's quite a long time I didn't speak to him. I don't know if he still has the same hunger than he used to. But physically, yes, because he's still in a really good position.
You don't think that either Arsenal or Thierry would be worried about the legacy, and that if you go back, having been so amazing, if you go back, it's sort of, you're worried about your place in history?
But I think if you go back, people have to realise that he's not 20 years anymore. Mm. And I think people have to realise that he will bring something else to the club. I think having Thierry Henry around the players like Walcott or Gervinho will benefit the players. And I think they will have a lot to learn from Thierry. So fans, Arsenal, the people have to know that he's not 20 anymore.
Patrick, I need to ask you, there were some headlines. Before you came to City, there were some headlines about you and Tottenham. Was that ever a possibility?
What do you think, seriously?
We'll take that answer. presumably, you, like every other footballer that we've come across, is a fan of Harry Redknapp. Do you think he's going to be the next England manager?
I think that is his target, his desire, I think. And I think Harry has something more than anybody else, is the connection with the players. Everywhere he went, he built this kind of strong relationship with the players. He feel like the country love him, so he can be one of the best candidates for the national team.
Hi, Patrick. This is Claire Lewis calling. It's nice to speak to you.
Hello, Claire.
Just touching on that point about Harry, and clearly his managerial style is so, so different to that of Arsene Wenger's. Do you think that what Harry adds with regards to his relationship with the players and the arm around the shoulder at every moment and opportunity he can is potentially more powerful than that of a tactician or of a more serious, more scientific manager like Arsene?
It always depends on the group of players you have. I think when you're talking about a national team level, when you've got players like Steven Gerrard and all those kind of players like that, tactically, I don't think you can make them better player. I think the tactical aspect of the game will be really important, and maybe Harry can take them to that level that no any manager can take them yet. But I think if you're talking about the problem of the national team, I think it's more about how the players arrive at the competition, because when you look at all around Europe, most of the leagues, they've got a break that in England we don't have. And I think when you want to win the European Championship or the World Cup, that's really important.
I was going to say, Patrick, that you've spoken just like a manager there. very diplomatic and to the point. Just some of the Arsenal fans that I've spoken to were a little bit surprised that maybe you weren't offered a similar position at Arsenal, because they feel with the time you spent at Arsenal that would have been where your first love was and where you would have chosen to do this role that you're doing now at Manchester City. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, maybe fair to say, yes. But I think it's, things just happen like that. I've been at City for 2 years and the club really treat me really well, with respect. And when I finished my career, they offered me that job.
So a lot of it was timing as well then, was it?
Yeah, it was about timing as well. And I was glad that I'm staying to City because so many things happening in the football club, so many things, some positive things happening, and I'm really proud to been accepted a job and to be part of it.
Patrick, you're flying at the moment as a club. I want to know, put your midfielder's hat back on. How would you play against Mario Balotelli, and would you try and wind him up?
That's not part of the game anymore. It's not like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But Mario is a really talented player. He can score goals. He can make goals. And I think his strength is the way that he believes in himself. And sometimes he may go a little bit too far, but after all, I think he's a fantastic player.
People are starting to love him now. Me and Ugo were talking before the show. Did you hear this rumour about him going around Manchester giving out money? Is it true?
Dressed as Santa.
I really don't know if it's true or not, but anything can happen with Mario, to be honest.
And Silva, one of the best players in the world now, presumably.
Yeah, Silva, I'm really impressed. Since last year, he's been fantastic for us. I think he's one of the best players in the league. The way he played from the start of the season is unbelievable. He's a top class player, and I think he's there. He's there at the top with Messi, Xavi, Iniesta, and I think he's a fantastic buy for the football club.
One final question for you, Patrick, because you've given us your time and we're really grateful. Just one from me. I was thinking about your career. You did everything. World Cup, you won it all. You did so fantastically well. If you had one element of your career that you would like to have added to it, I was wondering whether it would have been to maybe play in Spain with someone like Real Madrid. What would have been the one thing that you would like to have added to your career?
I think it would be the winning a European Cup with Arsenal. Because I spent 9 years there, and we tried really hard, and sometimes we didn't perform when we were supposed to, or the luck wasn't in our side, and we lost the final against Galatasaray a few years ago. I would say winning the European Cup with Arsenal.
And finally, sorry, Patrick, I just wanted to squeeze one more in if I could. When the time comes for Arsene to finally leave, is there someone who you think is ready-made or someone who they should groom for the Arsenal job?
I think if I will have to give you a name, I will say Steve Bould, because yeah, he's been there for quite a long time. He was working with the
youth team, yeah.
Yeah, with the reserve, and he's been doing really well with the youth development as well. So if I will have to say a name, I will say Steve Bould, because he really deserves it.
Patrick, we are all indebted to you, and you are a legend in London, as
proper
in football. And thank you very, very much for your time. And good luck to Manchester City. What you're doing is fantastic, especially in the community as well there,
yeah,
in Manchester. So we wish you all the best of luck, and thank you again for coming on.
Cheers, big man. Thanks, fella.
Thank you very
Cheers.
Much.
It's colourful.